show. Evan Bray, good to have you here. We are live on location at Ag in Motion. We are nestled up to the co-op farm building, and I'm telling you, first of all, I said this last year, I want this building. I absolutely love the building, but I'm very appreciative of the shade that they're giving us here. We get the benefit of the breeze. We get a little bit of shade. Co-op Agro, great partners for us, and we're appreciative that they've given us a little bit of real estate to broadcast our show live today and live tomorrow. You know, I was just chatting with Loralee Davies, the chief of the Regina Police Service, about the importance that co-op plays in the community. She grew up in Leros, Saskatchewan, so as you would have heard her say, she spent a lot of time in the Kelleher co-op. For me, in Abernathy, and we still spend a lot of time out in that part of the country, I mean, the co-op literally is the place to go for fuel, for duct tape, for food, and for conversation. There's always someone sitting in there having a cup of coffee, and that, to me, is... that's the essence of Saskatchewan. And so sitting here at the co-op booth and being joined by my next guest is something that really resonates with me. Trish Myers, who joined us last year at the show, is back with us here, Associate VP, Federated Co-op. Trish, I'm very happy to have you join us again today. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here. What a wonderful day. Fantastic to be part of the industry on a day like today.
And I'm not overstating the importance of co-op in Saskatchewan. I mean, it's the roots of small town Sask and urban Sask in many ways, because many of us that live in cities now grew up on a farm. So yeah. I think that's the role that it plays.
Right. And I'm no different than you. I grew up in rural Alberta, and Saturdays, I remember going to the local co-op with my dad often to pick up supplies, whatever we needed. So I'm not dissimilar to you in that. And I think most people can recognize co-op really is rooted in communities across Saskatchewan, across Western Canada. And that's what's so special about a co-op. When you see the people who work at a co-op or who are on co-op boards, for example, you know that those are people who live, work, and play right there in the local community.
100%. For many years, my mother was on the Abernathy Co-op board. It's just it's people from the community, right, that will be part of it. I know I've heard you say before that co-op is much more than a supplier. Can you tell me what you mean by that?
Sure. That I could take that a number of different ways. First, we often say that we're a different kind of business in the fact that, Evan, I know you have at least one co-op membership number.
I've got multiple. Right. I can stop in multiple locations. In some cases, it's a six-digit number. In Abernathy, it's a two-digit number. But nonetheless, I've got multiple, yeah.
Right. So that means you are a member owner of those local co-ops, as am I in Saskatoon here. And I think that's important to recognize. It's a different business model. We are owners of local co-ops, and those local co-op associations, about 150 of them, own federated cooperatives. And when you think of where co-op was originated, it really was out of the need for a local group of farmers to secure supply of fuel and other farm supplies for their operations.
Right.
And so it really truly does have those local roots, that local ownership, and when that co-op is successful, the community is successful as well because of the shared ownership.
Chatting today with Trish Myers, the Associate VP with Federated Co-ops, Cooperatives Limited. I mentioned we're on location here at Ag in Motion at the co-op farm building. Partnerships in rural communities, pretty important. And I've said this many times, in all walks of life, I think partnerships are based on relationships. And that's the importance of being embedded in a community. You were alluding to that earlier.
For sure. I would contend farmers want to know who they're doing business with. They want to...
It's a trust thing.
It's a trust thing.
For sure.
When you're making a significant purchase, you're making decisions about how to farm your land or care for your animals, you want to know the person that you're doing business with.
Right.
You want to ensure that that organization has the same values, that they have principles, that they know your farm, they understand your farm. And I think that's the heart of co-ops in the ag business.
Yeah. You know, when I think about, you were talking about how co-ops have boards, local people sit on boards. Obviously, they've got customers, but they also are employers in the community. But there's lots of ways that co-op gives back. Can you touch on that? Because that's a big part of the model that's built as well.
That's right. Exactly. So when we say we're a different kind of business, when a local co-op is profitable, they return those profits back to the local community, either through patronage or community investment. Mm-hmm. Lots of those examples. And in fact, here's an interesting stat. Over the last 5 years, there have been $569 million returned back to local co-ops in Saskatchewan alone.
Wow.
That's impactful, $569 million.
Huge. Yeah, that's a huge number. And I know, I mean, we're, you often like to talk and celebrate the community that you're in, but there's some pretty big celebrations happening for co-op around the province right now.
Absolutely. We've got co-ops celebrating 75 years more. We know Pioneer Co-op in southwestern Saskatchewan is celebrating 90 years. Saskatoon Co-op celebrating 90 years. Federated Cooperatives in 2028 will be celebrating our centennial. And so I think that's a true testament to enduring relationships, the importance in the communities, the fact that this is not just a building mm-hmm. or a place to do business in. It's a generational relationship in the community that lasts from your grandparents to your parents to now mm-hmm. this current generation.
We're chatting today with Trish Myers, Associate VP, Federated Cooperatives Limited. You know, I feel like co-op has done a good job, too, of finding the sweet spot of being a grassroots, the feel of a grassroots organization, however, being a contemporary farming organization, because you look at how farming has changed. We're going to be talking on the show with one of your colleagues about agronomy tomorrow, but how farming has changed, how farming attitudes have changed, how technology has enhanced things. Can you talk about what that journey is like, trying to keep one foot on the ground as being rooted in community, but also being on the cutting edge of technology and agriculture change?
Yeah, so much has changed in agriculture. You mentioned technology, you think about some of the farming practices, you think about digitization, AI, robotics, even some of the trade disruptions or tariff threats or geopolitical tensions mm-hmm. right now. There's a lot of risk in farming. We've got new insects, pests, diseases, weeds, resistant weeds. There's a lot going on farm. But one thing doesn't change, I believe, with farming, and that is farmers want to work with somebody who they know and trust. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you'll be talking about our agronomy experts at local co-ops tomorrow, but that's so important that mm-hmm. there is somebody you can rely on, not only for a wide array of products for your farm, from fence post to feed to fertilizer to crop protection product seed, but you've got those trusted experts
sure.
who really care about how your farm is doing, because it is part of the mm-hmm. community.
And the other thing I noticed, Trish, and I'm going to use you as an example, because you and I are sitting here talking off air and you're talking about haying on the weekend. And I mean, the other thing I notice about co-op employees is many of them either A, have the farm roots, or B, are still currently involved in a family or farm operation.
Very true. So many. And when we say we're rooted in agriculture, we truly are. Mm-hmm. There's that passion for agriculture. Yeah, we were doing some haying on the weekend, fighting the mosquitoes and the ticks. But
as I'm swatting them away here
right,
today, yeah,
it's such a wonderful industry to be a part of.
Right. How do you think it's changing going forward? To, you know, what do you see? And I'm asking you to look at it through the lens of co-op, the role that co-op plays in community, but knowing that farming is evolving. I mean, you look around here, this Ag in Motion show, it's pretty evident that there's lots of change afoot when it comes to agriculture. Where do you see this going, and do you see the role of co-op changing at all?
Lots of changes happening for sure. And, you know, I mentioned some of those uncontrollables, the uncertainties, which I think could make, you know, farming, it just could make you nervous about, well, where's supply coming from? What's pricing going to do? How much am I going to be paying for my inputs? Am I going to be able to sell my grain? Mm-hmm. So I think in times of uncertainty like that, people just look for stability. You want reliability. You want assurance. And go back to our previous conversation around co-ops have been in the local communities for generations. That's not going to change. And so knowing that you've got a reliable supplier to your farm needs, I think is huge, mm-hmm. and that's not going to change.
Trish, this has been a great chat. I appreciate you popping by the booth, as always. Thanks again for allowing our team to be on site here as well, and we look forward to continuing to work collaboratively with Co-op in the province.
Oh, thanks for being here, Evan. It's a pleasure.
Good to have you. Trish Myers, Associate VP, Federated Cooperatives Limited. Again, we are hosted here at the Co-op Farm Building from the fine folks at Co-op Agro. So if you're coming down to Ag in Motion today or tomorrow, we're here both days for the full duration of the show.